Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Asia. May I please have your first and last name?
Yes, Miss Asia, this is Roy Johnson. I just called a few minutes ago.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
Yes, 1208 Evergreen Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43207.
I do see where you purchased our Omex Ultra Pure Omega-3. How may I help you?
Yes, I just called early and I told her that I have a box left, and I wanted to hold that out to him from probably in August.
Yes, sir, I do see where your next payment is next shipment is August the 24th.
Yes, that's me. And she said she needed my, my email address. Yes, that's why I was calling to give it back to my email address. I had to give it for my niece, okay?
Give me just a moment.
Yes.
Moment.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir. One moment.
Okay, your phone. Okay, you're all right.
Okay, so what is that email address?
Yes, it's Roy Johnson. It's not capital, it's regular Roy, R-O-Y. It's not capital.
Okay, what's the rest of the email address?
It's 6363@mail.com.
I'm sorry, I have Roy Johnson 6363.
No, Roy Johnson.
Yes, Johnson. Sir, 6363. And what is the rest of the email address?
Amail.com.
Okay, is there anything after that?
No, this is it.
Okay, that's not an email address. Is it the at sign?
Yeah, that's my email address. Yes, it is. It's Roy Johnson 6363@mail.com.
Is it at the at sign or the letter A?
It's the letter A.
Okay, that's not an email address. The email address has to have the at sign in it.
A what?
The at sign.
X. That's what they my phone gave me on my what's the name? Because I looked at my email and it says that. It says Roy Johnson. I gave it to my niece too. It says Roy Johnson 6363@mail.com.
Okay, so you may want to go back to your phone and see if you can find the correct email address, because an email address has the at sign in it, and the system is not going to allow me to submit this email address that you're providing, because that's an invalid email address.
Oh, but it says, okay, what you need is it says it's amail.com.
An email address has to have the at sign.
It has the A sign. It doesn't have an X sign. It has an A out to 63.
Does it have an at sign?
It has an A, yes, out to 63, 63, 63, 63, amail.com. That's what it is.
have Roy Justin 6363 at, and then what is the rest of the email address?
Mailcom.
It says a valid email is required. That email address is invalid.
But I don't know what's going on here, but that's what I have written down. So I'm going to have to give you way. I see it now. I got it now. It's 6363AJ Mailcom. I got it now. I see it. Yes, I got it now.
It still shows that that email address is incorrect. I have Roy Johnson 636363@jmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, that isn't pulling up anything. It's not letting me submit it.
I don't know what's going on. That's what they gave me, and that's what my niece gave me, and that's what I have written down.
Are you able to go on your email address? I'm sorry, your email now,
did.
And look at your email?
Yes, I can. Because she gave it to my niece, because she's the one that set it up for me.
Okay, are you able to go look at it?
Yes, I am. I'm getting the phone now. Okay, hold on. Email, okay. Is that what it says? Okay, just a minute. Because I said my niece is the one that set it up for me, because all this technology, I don't know about all about this stuff. Okay, email, got it. Okay, get it. Okay. I'm looking it up now. So I'm going to put it in. Okay, hold on. I'm looking at it now. It says email. Okay, let me go here. Okay, just a minute now. I don't understand why it's not doing. I'm going to talk to my niece. Okay, just a minute. Because she's the one that put it in there, man. Okay, put it in. 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, 63, I don't understand why it's not doing it. It's probably it's mailthen.com. You try that?
I've tried RoyJustin6363. 363 is at gmail.com. I've tried at mail.com.
It's 6363agmail.com.
Have you located the email address on your email?
The email address? Yes, that's where I'm at now. And I'm putting my phone number. So I'm in my phone number. I'm going to get this right before I ain't going to call back because I'm kind of busy. Okay, 2-0-7-6-4-9. Okay. I'm Googling it, and it's not, can I find it on Google account? So what account should I use?
I'm not sure. I'm not able to tell you which account your Gmail is on.
Okay, email. It's as a, you can add your email. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to see what's going on here, but it's the email that I do have, and I don't know why it's not coming up. Okay, then definitely. And so let me get, I got what, a couple of days to go ahead and get back with y'all about my email.
Yes, sir. You can always call in to get this email changed.
Okay, then definitely, Starbuck. I'm going to get this taken care of because this thing, I'm going to have to talk to my niece about this because she's the one who gave me, put it in my email. And that's the reason why I was calling to get this taken care of. I'll give her a call and see what's going on, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Is there anything else that I could assist
yes.
you with today?
Yes, and my next order, do I get a 20% discount on my next order?
Okay, your account has already been discounted because you're on the subscribe and save. So yeah. You will receive a charge of $48.
On August the 24th?
That is correct. Your account is already discounted.
Okay, got you. Okay, but I'm going to get this email thing taken care of. I have to get my niece's email. I get hers, but this email that she set up for me, and I don't know why it's not going through. I've been having a problem with this form ever since I have it, and it's been one thing after another. I get it taken care of, no problem, okay? Thanks for nice talking to you, and you have a nice day, and I'll be giving you all a call back in a couple of days, okay?
Thank you for calling OMX Health. You have
okay.
a great one.
Yeah, and you have a one, too, also, and keep up the good work, okay? Okay then. Bye-bye.